This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Rupert Colville, the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, described the poisoning as an attempted assassination. Mr. Navalny had been brought out of his medically induced coma a couple of days ago. He was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August the 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus opposition, was detained early today while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The officials said that Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members who both successfully entered Ukraine. Anton Gerashenko, the deputy interior minister of Ukraine, said today at 4 a.m., two citizens of Belarus who run an active opposition activity against Lukashenko's regime have arrived on the territory of Ukraine from the territory of Belarus. These citizens, when talking to the Border Service, said they were detained against their will in Minsk together with Maria Kolesnikova. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. House Democrats said Tuesday they will investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged employees at his former business to contribute to Republican candidates and then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a violation of campaign finance laws. Five people who worked for DeJoy's former company say they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by DeJoy himself.